Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the second week of Easter, and from the United States we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, When Our Focus Shifts.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now, there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to the disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. I seem to be staring into the basket, my eyes landing on the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, unbelieving. I imagine this is a similar stare Magdalene experienced when she first arrived at the empty tomb. In our stare, we might hear our eyes speaking. Hunger is real. 5,000 are hungry, not 5, not 7, 5,000. This basket may as well be empty. Just this Sunday, we heard Jesus say, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Is he suggesting that seeing isn't always believing? Yes, I believe he is saying just that. One commentator suggests that this passage comes during the Easter cycle as a reminder that when we are in the presence of the bread of life, we have all that we need. We do not have to go and buy more. Who we are and with whom we are in this basket is more than enough. Again, how can this be? Because we are all in the presence of the bread of life. Death is real, and yes, he died. Surely this is what Magdalene was thinking as her ferocious love speaks the impossible to the supposed gardener. "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him and I will take him. You, Mary, you are hardly enough to move his dead body." Mary, Rabboni, this is when the seeing shifts. When seeing is a both and, an action of the eyes and the heart. a both and of the eyes and the soul. He is alive. He is risen. We know him. He is here. We may wonder, did Jesus say, Philip, where can we buy enough food for them to eat? Or did he look him in the eyes and address the question eye to eye? Whatever it was, Philip knew he needed to answer. So many times, like Philip, we know we need to answer, and we too might begin our response by checking the balance sheet. Maybe today, we might respond more like Andrew, knowing we are in the presence of holy mystery, though admittedly not fully understanding what it all means. Yet, willing to offer who we are. It is in this awareness of being in the presence of the holy mystery of the bread of life that we can name what we have and what we do not have. Five loaves and two fish, not 5,000. We can let ourselves be less than enough. We can hand this truth of ourselves into Christ's hands. For then, and only then, can this risen Christ, this bread for the world, lift us up. And as we feel ourselves being lifted, we hear the one who is the grain crushed by our sins, now fully alive, giving thanks to God. Giving thanks to God for who we are, for what we bring, and for all who are also not enough and are in this basket with us. As we hear his thanks, his Eucharistic prayer, we believe. We believe that this reality of being bread for others is not of human origin, but it comes from God. God, whose Christ, Jesus, is risen now, just as he promised, and who shares this life everlasting with all of us, whatever basket we find ourselves in. Today, we can allow our seeing to shift, no longer staring into the seemingly empty baskets, rather seeing what is there. Five loaves, two fish, and we know this is enough. We are enough. For eye to eye, with the one who is the bread of life, our response is, yes, Lord. With you here, alive now and always, who we are and what we are will always be enough for the life of the world.